My dandavats to all of you and all the devotees.
Dandavats
to all the devotees that have come. Today, Srila Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj's Vyas Puja. I think we can begin with the mantra that I believe Govinda Maharaj has composed this mantra. Tirtha Maharaj, do you know that mantra? And the translation?
Yes.
I bow my head in eternal obeisance to my Gurudev, the best of Acharyas, Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. He is the ever vigilant stalwart, guardian of the current of pure devotion, whose highest form flows from our most worshipable Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga in their exclusive devotion to Mahabhav Srimati Radharani.
Dedication. Prayeraka. Dedication. I have here. Okay, go ahead.
Prayerakam Pratya Paschatya Sishyanam Bhakti Vartamani. Bhakti Nirmalam Acharya Swaminam Pranamami Aham. I offer my respectful obeisances to Swami Bhakti Nirmal Acharya, who is energetically inspiring all the Eastern and Western disciples on the path of pure devotion.
Santa Maharaj, would you like to read about his, what they have said here?
Okay, Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj is the successor president Sevait Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, publicly appointed by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj in his declaration to the Grand International Assembly at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math on his Sri Vyas Puja Day, 4 December 2009. Srila Acharya Maharaj entered the gates of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in 1992, and despite being both a qualified lawyer and teacher, he immediately cut off all connection with outside obligations and laid his head with firm faith and conviction at the lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj with an intensity which has never wavered. From the very beginning of his joining the mud, Srila Acharya Maharaj served with great sincerity, enthusiasm, and energy. And within only 2 years, Srila Govinda Maharaj began personally entrusting him with great responsibilities and a managing role within the mud. In 1999, at the repeated request of his divine grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Acharya Maharaj accepted the sannyas order of life. From that early time, Srila Govinda Maharaj began to express his consideration of Srila Acharya Maharaj as the most suitable candidate for the future post of successor Sevait President Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Over the years, Srila Acharya Maharaj served Srila Govinda Maharaj intensely and faithfully in all respects of running the temple. Srila Govinda Maharaj engaged him to assist with the construction of the four-story Seva Kunja, centenary memorial building of Srila D.R. Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, opened in 1995. Being pleased by seeing his capacity and mood, Srila Govinda Maharaj entrusted Srila Acharya Maharaj with all the construction and development that has taken place at the mart since then. These projects include Sri Govinda Kunda and the Mandir in the center of the Kunda, thus fulfilling a cherished desire of both Sri Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. The three-story Seva Ashram beside the Kunda and the adjacent five-story Seva Bhavan guest house with over 60 rooms for pilgrims and guests. Srila Acharya Maharaj built the beautiful temple and ashram at Sipat Bamanpara, and he greatly pleased Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, by making our large mutt in Ekachakra the appearance place of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Govinda Maharaj expressed that by this, Srila Gurudev was able to serve Sri Nityananda Prabhu during his last days before disappearing from this world. In addition, Srila Acharya Maharaj supervises several small projects and centers associated with Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, while himself constantly engaged in practical broad preaching. He regularly leads village-to-village preaching within West Bengal, gives frequent public lectures, and through these enthusiastic activities, many thousands of pilgrims now join Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math's major annual festivals. Srila Acharya Maharaj has also constituted and developed the annual Kartik pilgrimage to Govardhan and Vrindavan and the annual Sri Puri Rath Yatra pilgrimage, which are attended by devotees from home and abroad. Srila Acharya Maharaj has also extended his preaching internationally. Srila Govinda Maharaj took Srila Acharya Maharaj with him on a number of world tours, and in later years, when Srila Govinda Maharaj was physically not well enough to go himself, several times he sent Srila Acharya Maharaj on his behalf, considering that his dearmost disciple could do what he could no longer do. Srila Acharya Maharaj continues to give great nourishment to the worldwide followers of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, along with the sincere sannyasis of the mission blessed by Srila Govinda Maharaj to help guide the West of the devotees. Srila Acharya Maharaj's unparalleled mood of devotion and dynamic preaching both in India and abroad is an invaluable inspiration and shelter for all sincere seekers everywhere.
Now, I don't have any personal knowledge of Srila Acharya Maharaj. I've not been there for many years. Maybe Tirtha Maharaj, would you like to say something about Acharya Maharaj?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, so I give my dhanyavad to my Guru Maharaj, Vishnu Govinda Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Rakhap, Sri Goswami Maharaj. Also, I giving dhanyavad Sivat, all Vaishnavas. And today, especially the our present Acharya Srimad Bhaktivinoda Acharya Maharaj, his birthday, I'm also giving my offices. And it is very auspicious, the appearance of Vaishnavas and Guru Varga. We must worship that day, because by that way we shall get the mercy very easily, because they will be pleased, because Guru Varga will be pleased if we worship their desire and their what they given us. So our Acharya Maharaj also given by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj to us by seeing his enthusiastic mood of devotion and his service attitude. He loved to serve. So by that way, within very short time, he became an important, person in Chaitanya Saraswat Math, because this is only because of his mood of service. So I also seen, we heard from our Shripad Shanta Maharaj that only in 1992 he came, but within few years, just like it is actually our Guru Bhargava and the Lord seeing what we are doing, what our mood by seeing they are giving us their mercy. And so Acharya Maharaj also, he came 1992, but within few years he shown that he want to serve the Gurudev, he want to serve the Vaishnavas, the Sampradaya, the monk, and they have all his serving nature, enthusiastic nature, which is very important. Rupa Goswami Prabhu told the Utsaha, Nishchayas, Rijat, without enthusiasm, we cannot go 1 inch in this spiritual life. So that Utsaha, we also pray that we need that Utsaha and enthusiasm for the service of Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavan. So we see Shripada Acharya Maharaj got this quality, that Utsaha, oh, I have to do something, maybe I'm doing wrong, but he not want to do wrong, but I'm not qualified, but I shall try. But we see the Guru Varga and the Lord seeing the our fault, because they see our mood. We know that is from Mahaprabhu to that Brahmin who reading Gita, he pronouncing not properly, but Mahaprabhu said, "Now you are, qualified." In Sri Rangam, Maharaj know that one Brahmin, he reading Bhagavad Gita, and other people say, "Oh, this Brahmin pronouncing that Sanskrit pronounce wrongly, because he not cannot cover properly." When Mahaprabhu visited the site, seeing that Brahmin reading very, nicely, nicely means with love, devotion, and happily, he reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and Mahaprabhu stopped here and asked that Brahmin, "Oh Brahmin, why are you so happy when reading Bhagavad Gita?" Then Brahmin saying, "By seeing, he also feeling happy by seeing Mahaprabhu today." And he saying, "Oh Lord, what I should say? I never told anyone that when I read Bhagavad Gita, I can see that Lord Krishna in the chariot of Arjun, and he is, the driver." Sarathi means driver of the chariot. "And I can see that when I'm reading Bhagavad. But I cannot," he's saying that, "Shuddha, Shuddha, Gita Puri, Guru Adgamani." I'm reading this Bhagavad Gita. It is ordered my Gurudev. He ordered me to read Shuddha, Shuddha, Gita Puri, Guru Adgamani. By giving honor and respect my Guru's order, I read Gita, but I know I cannot properly read. But it is order, I just honor. I read, but one thing, he's saying to Mahaprabhu, that when I read Gita, I can see Chaitanya. He's saying that I see Krishna in the chariot of Arjuna and giving advice to Arjuna, that I can see. And by seeing that, I'm feeling happy. And today also by seeing you, I'm also feeling happy. Then Mahaprabhu says, "Oh, Gita Pakhi Tomari Adhikar, oh Brahmin, you are qualified. You are, you have the right to read Gita." Because Bhava Grahi Janamurtanam. That is saying that the Lord sees our mood. He not seeing our outward things. Maybe I'm done some wrong or mistake, etc. But he's seeing the mood. Bhava Grahi Janasanam. So this is important. And we see our Guru Varga, they also seeing that as Lord showing the example. Mahaprabhu showing the example that this is who is devotion, who is love, he is qualified. So in this way, but outward, "Oh, I'm coming from Brahmin family," or "I'm coming from Shudra family." It's not, in Vaishnavism, it is not. We see Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, "See how universal is the religion of Bhagavatam. It is not intended for a certain class of Hindus alone. It is a gift to man at large, in whatever country is born, in whatever society is bred." In short, Vaishnavism is the absolute love binding all men together with the infinite. So this is the religion of Bhagavatam. And by that way, today we see Haridas Thakur, he become Acharya. How nice. And in this way, we see there is Jagai and Madhai. They done so much wrong in their previous life. But after, when they got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, when they got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they become a great devotee. And Mahaprabhu is saying about Madhai. If anybody give Madhai, one leaves, one bought pata, and button benti, a leaves of banyan tree, it will come as a honey to my mouth. Mahaprabhu is saying about Madhai. The Madhai has done so much offense to the Vaishnavas and so much sin in his life, but today he changed. He completely changed, and now he is chanting 2 lakhs Harinam every day and serving the Mayapur Dhamma Vashi Vaishnava by making some stairs in the Ganges, and he chanting and become very humble. And Mahaprabhu saying to the devotees, oh, if anybody give one banyan tree leaves to Madhai, it will come as a honey to my mouth. So in this way, if we serve the devotees, the Vaishnavas, the Lord is very happy. He'll please. Arjuna will please. So this is our the Vaishnavis is called Adusha Darshi. That's a very nice song about Vaishnava. The Adusha Darshi to me. Vaishnava means he's not seeing the fault. Vaishnava means he cannot see fault. Adosu Darashi, therefore, Nrutundas Thakur saying, Vaishnava is Adosu Darashi. We have to see what he has some good qualities. And that is, we can please the Lord. So in this way, I'm Bhattaji, but Vaishnava is not Bhattha. And I cannot see. They are outside. Vaishnava may be blind. Vaishnava is some lame. But it is not. We cannot see. If we see, in the Ganges water, so many dirty things. But we cannot see that. We have to honor Ganges. It's very pure things. So it is told in Rupa Vaishnava Path in Upadeshamrita. We see that Vaishnava is Vaishnava. And we see his good qualities. And if we chant, if we glorify Vaishnavir Gunagan, Korile Jivetran, Sunyachi Sadhu Guru Mukhe, if we chant the good qualities of Vaishnavas, then we shall get rescue from this world. We shall get such benefit. So in this way, how we shall know Vaishnav? That is, some Gurudev is pleased with his devotees. And Vaishnava is pleased to one, he is Vaishnava. So in this way we can also recognize that Vaishnava is pleased. And so in this way we honor, we give respect to our, Acharya Dev and the Vaishnavas, all the devotees in the world, because who is serving their gurus, who is serving the Lord, who is serving the Vaishnavas, who is serving the Sampradaya. They're trying. So we must give our honor to them, and I think thereby we can please the Guru Varga and the Lord. Okay? I'm giving my business to Shripada Bhakti Mata Puri Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas, and especially Shripada Bhakti Nema Acharya Maharaj. I praying to the Lord his long life and his service can, I think, help the devotees of the world. That I pray.
Maharaj has also been a long time devotee of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati, and has done much service and given much pleasure to all the Vaishnavas and our Acharyas. And they offer our dhanavats to him also. And Then, who else is there? Oh, Santamars or Munimars, would you like to say something?
Maharaj, here also Padmanabh Maharaj is also there.
Yes, whoever. I don't know Padmanabh Maharaj. If he would like to speak or he would like to speak, whoever is senior.
Maharaj, I'll tell you later. First, Muni Maharaj, then I'm trying to something.
Maharaj, if Santamaraj would like to say something, then we are welcome, Maharaj.
You decide.
Yes. Okay, Maharaj. Thank you. Dandavat. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलकया चक्षुर्विमलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस विभ्राज च जगद्गुरुशलभक्तं आचार्य कृष्ण महाराज की जय. सो आई रिमेम्बर इन माई ओन लाइफ वेन वी आर डूइंग वेरी हम्बली सम इन सर्विसेस इन कोइखाली बाई द मर्सी ऑफ श्रीपाद भक्ति प्रतीर्थ महाराज. We are going to different colleges and by the inspiration of Srila Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj. So sometimes we used to go to Srila Govinda Maharaj to ask blessings and then he used to always encourage our going to colleges and preach in the colleges. So during last days of Srila Govinda Maharaj, after his declaration also, we given much encouragement to Shripad Muni Maharaj when he met at the time. And the day when Srila Govinda Maharaj disappeared, Shripad Tirtha Maharaj was there with Srila Govinda Maharaj and informed. And we all went and we seen Srila Acharya Maharaj there. And he asked immediately to, when he see me, he told, you all please help me in the mission of this Chaitanya Saraswatma. Then I feel I am such an insignificant soul, but he has so great kindness that he wants to engage in some humble service. So later on some difficulties arise in our not after doing his appearance, and so many things happened, and he was always inspiring us to go and do some services. And especially when these difficulty periods, we travel together to explain people about Acharya Maharaj, Govind Maharaj's wish that Srila Acharya Maharaj is the Acharya of our math. And there were some confusions at the time. And we saw some videos of Srila Govinda Maharaj declaring Acharya Maharaj as the Acharya of our Sri Chaitanya Saraswati math. And we went to many villages, Srila Acharya Maharaj at the time. And we were not knowing all those villages, but Shripad Tyagi Maharaj, myself, and Govinda Maharaj and others used to go and show those videos of Srila Govinda Maharaj declaring Srila Acharya Maharaj as the Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math. And I remember those are very nice moments of serving, some opportunity we had to serve. Srila Acharya Maharaj was having so much of difficulty at the time, and but he engaged in some service that gives us so much of happiness. And especially we know from his life, he always served the desires of Govinda Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, as we seen, he wanted some this margin of Govinda Kund. And it was not happened for a long time. When Srila Acharya Maharaj came to the mat, then when Govinda Maharaj asked him, and immediately he taken up that task. It was very difficult. I heard from Shripad Tirtha Maharaj that Govinda Kund construction work. He placed so much of and trucks for standing that, and he constructed that Govinda Kund. And later on, Srila Govinda Maharaj asked him to construct a temple in the mid of that Govinda Kund. So when Srila Acharya Maharaj taken up that seva, some work was not happening because the bottom of that central portion of Govinda Kund was very weak. Many times they tried, but the foundation was breaking. So one day I heard that Srila Govinda Maharaj called Srila Acharya Maharaj when he was in, actually sometimes he calls very heavily in the Mangalarti time. So he was in the bathroom, and immediately when he received the call from Srila Govinda Maharaj, immediately he went with, not taking even bath. The Guru was telling, what? Why you are coming with this? Then you call, that's why I came. He not considered any external things. Because Guru Maharaj is calling, so immediately he went there. And Govinda Maharaj told him that if today, if you cannot construct this temple's foundation, then it will never happen. Then he given some instruction to him that please prepare some nice parmanno. And he told, you know, with Karpur something, you know, some process he told, and prepare it and give it to Kurmadev. And then you start construction today. Then he followed that, Govinda Maharaj, that, you know, instruction. And somehow, miraculously, that day the construction of that foundation was successful. So we see that so many, you know, such incidents happened. And also we know that Srila Acharya Dev was, you know, not happy to seeing Govinda Maharaj, that quarter in Navadvip was not so, you know, in nice condition. So he just taken the keys to clean the quarters when Govinda Maharaj went to Australia on preaching tour. And he started, you know, breaking all those, you know, things to expand it in a nice way. But devotees sometimes complained that Srila Acharya Maharaj was breaking the building of Govinda Maharaj on phone at the time. So Govinda Maharaj was angry on him that without asking his permission, he done, you know, that thing. What he done, Govinda Maharaj not know at the time, but when he came, he was not talking when Acharya was for obeisances, when he came back from Australia. Acharya was offering obeisances, but he was not talking, he was in angry mood. But when he seen the his house, it was completely renewed, very nicely everything done. Then he called everybody and he told, only one person has rights to break my, you know, building, that is Acharya Maharaj. He told like that. So, you know, so many things happened like that in Govinda Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj, they have, you know, very special relation. And many devotees maybe not knowing Srila Acharya Maharaj, you know, after Govinda Maharaj's disappearance, but slowly and gradually by his example, by his teachings, and by his, you know, mood of tolerance and all those things he's teaching in difficult situations, especially when he came to Siliguri this time, we got a lot of happiness by his mood, and he was giving so much of encouragement to all of us. And like that, I feel some of his, you know, memories, especially he wanted to give me sannyas many times, he told, but I was denying him that because I was, you know, thinking that it was not so important thing in life. Main thing is to, you know, we are going to colleges. At the time I was not, you know, considering like that, but he was forcing me that you must take sannyas, you must take sannyas. And by forcing me, he given me sannyas. So he's, you know, very much merciful. By force, like Nityananda Prabhu, he does, you know, the mercy he gives to devotees. So I pray to his lotus feet, he may forgive all the offenses, and he may kindly engage in service of our Guru Varga. That's what I say. Thank you very much. Then, Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Jai. Jai.
Jai. Thank you, Maharaj. Then who else?
So, Maharaj, I would like to say one or two.
Yes, Maharaj.
Uma Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Jnana Chakshu Jnana Tasmai Sivavai Nama Jaya Shrila Bhakti Acharya Dev Vyasa Mahamutsav Ki Jaya. So, actually, we were very happy serving in the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and when our Gurudev was leaving, he had instructed us to follow Shripad Bhakti Mata Puri Maharaj, and so we came to this institute to Chaitanya Sarasvati Math through him. And we were, of course, I had met Srila Govinda Maharaj few times, but actually our real connection came through Shripad Bhakti Mata Puri Maharaj. And then we were happily going around Sandhya preaching for a few years, and then sometimes we had good fortune of listening from Srila Govinda Maharaj in the assembly of all the great devotees of Chaitanya Sarasvati Math. But we did not know much about, myself, about Srila Bhakti Acharya Maharaj. Rather, at that time, we were with Sripad Tirtha Maharaj and also many Western devotees like Goswami Maharaj, Avadhut Maharaj, But somehow it seems to us that anyway, so then suddenly one day Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Maharaj declared that after him, Srila Bhakti Prasadji Maharaj will be the next Acharya. And he told many things, there are many important points that Srila Govinda Maharaj has mentioned, but the most important point to me, what that appeared to me at that time, was that he said, the heart of Srila Bhakti Acharya Maharaj is very good. He has a very good heart for as a Vaishnava. And especially Srila Govinda Maharaj felt that he can feel in Srila Acharya Maharaj a very deep type of closeness, which is which cannot be said to be any artificial let's say artificial type of it is not an artificial thing, but it comes through deep love and affection over a consistent period of time. So I was a little bit, you know, like I don't generally when I was with Srila Sripad Bhakti, so Damodar Maharaj, my initiation guru there, so I had a very good relation with him, and somehow he had taken me close to himself, and in that way I could, you know, approach him very easily. But when I came to this mat, I was a little back. I did not, you know, approach the main persons. Just I would listen to them, and then in this way try to absorb what is the mood of the mat. But it was Acharya Maharaj who, you know, he just picked me up, you know, and tried to engage me in service. Because at that time I was just engaged in scientific service and focusing on that. So because of that type of, you know, that service he gave to me, almost out of, you know, affection and force. So I had the good fortune of knowing some heart-to-heart relation with him. And I also experienced this, what Srila Govinda Maharaj told, that his heart is very nice. And that is indeed true. So, and of course, the temple constructions and large number of ashrams that have been opened by him, especially in Bengal and also in some other places, and that is noteworthy. And Srila Govinda Maharaj told that he is my very good friend, he is my very dear friend. He knows how to serve Guru. He knows me. Like that, you know, he mentioned many times, especially in Ekachakra, after the big festival was organized, where about 1 lakh devotees were, you know, given Mahaprasadam. So Mahaprabhu, so Srila Govinda Maharaj told that he is an amazing person, practically, some word he has used. He was good or amazing, some kind of very nice terminology Srila Govinda Maharaj gave to him. Ascharya, in Bengali, Ascharya. That it is wonderful that how somebody can do like that. So then also, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj, when he was leaving, he gave some amount of Lakshmi to Srila Acharya Maharaj, so that he will engage Srila Govinda Maharaj in the service of Nityananda Prabhu. So that was the, you know, the something he Acharya Maharaj told us. And in that place, we know that Ekchakra Dham was, you know, very beautifully. I think Sripad Tirtha Maharaj also has a lot of role in that, but really at the end Srila Bhakti Acharya Maharaj, he organized a very great festival, and Gaur Nitai were, you know, installed, and life-size Gaur Nitai, I think 7 foot 6 inches and 7 foot 4 inches Gaur Nitai were established. And that in Ekchakra become alive. Of course, it is always alive, but in this world, only by the great mercy of Vaishnavas. We know Mahaprabhu told that unless I reveal what is Nityananda Prabhu, nobody can know. So similarly, we can see that Mahaprabhu's deepest mercy has come in Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, and then through that, Nityananda Prabhu's dham is being revealed. And we also know, we have heard actually, that this Birbhum, the district of Bengal, is very, very, you know, deep cultural seat. And it was the seat of very many great ancient universities, spiritual and actually universities. We know that Sri Jayadeva Goswami, and then also the other great Vidyapati, they all came to their home. And so Nityananda Prabhu himself came, and Birchandra Prabhu, and all those great acharyas, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Acharya Maharaj's life also centered around being home, this ekchatra dham. And we can easily see that the flood of preaching that is intended in Mahaprabhu's movement must have been bestowed upon him by some. We cannot see that why it is so, but then there is the truth. And the absolute confidence that Srila Govind Maharaj had in him, he even said that even though he may make mistakes, but you all follow him, you all, you know, try to follow his, you know, his mood and his instructions, and that will be good for everybody. And that's what we see. We feel recently Acharya Maharaj came here, he went to Nepal, and also all the devotees in Siliguri, they were so happy to hear from him, and also very, you know, enthusiastic. His enthusiasm is, you know, unbounded. So like sometimes when he speaks, we can see that, you know, that the confidence is there, that is coming, that is not, you know, something possible in this world, but only by the mercy of higher authorities. So in the assembly of all the swan-like devotees in this particular Sangha, we are very happy to say some words. It is unlimited. We also know anything. I know very little about Srila Acharya Dev. Whatever I have heard from him directly, and also other Vaishnavas like Sripa Tirtha Maharaj, Sripa Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj, and also Srila Govinda Maharaj, he tried to say something. All glories to Srila Bhakti Madhav Acharya Maharaj. All glories to Srila Acharya Dev.
Thank you, Maharaj. And Padmanabha Maharaj would like to speak.
Hare Vishnu.
Yes.
Dhanavad
Maharaj.
Om Ajnana Tinandushu Genanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militanjana Kashme Namastashtam Manamapishu Chivutra Matra Shubham Rupam Tashadvati Murupari Matrim Vishwati Radha Kundam Grigor Mosri Radhika Madhavasam Prakta Jeshya Pratita Kriva Sigurunta Matrashi Jirai Om Vishnu Bhadhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Shai Maharaj, our Gurudev, my Gurudev and my Sanas Guru Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj. Today is a very auspicious day and important day. Today is appearance of Acharya Maharaj. So we are very proud and happy. So I would like to something about Acharya Maharaj, my guru, Sanas Guru, and all. I was in Guru Maharaj at the time. I was in Guru Maharaj Sarvitar, Bhakti Sundar Govindade Gosai Maharaj. The time I saw Guru Maharaj had many disciples, but he is all time told and laughed so much to Acharya Maharaj, because he told he was a black diamond and he is a doing so many seva, so many, he is a look after all Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Maharaj. For this way, he was very important and very good, big servitor. And Guru Maharaj all time praising to Acharya Maharaj. And Acharya Maharaj, for this year, he got Guru Kripa. And Guru Maharaj told also in front of all duties in Nath Mandir, Guru Maharaj's last best puja. So, and I saw many times Guru Maharaj one kind of worship to Acharya Maharaj. So for this way, Acharya Maharaj is a very fortunate, and like that fortunate we have not.
But this way, we are under guidance of Acharya Maharaj. We are happy to we got because in the we are mundane thing about everything. We are mundane, but for me, we have been fallen soul, and we have money ignorance mind. For this, we cannot understand about transcendental things. Transcendental things giving to Gurudev, the Guru Parampara, to Shishya, disciple. For this way, like that, Acharya Maharaj is very fortunate, and he is got from that kind of mercy from Gurudev. Because in Bhagavad Gita have one sloka, Tad Vidhi Pranipatana Parikrishna Shavaya Kudakshanti Dhyanam Ganyas Tattva Dorshina. So Tattva Dorshta Purush Gurudev, Gurudev gave Tattva Gyan, Akinne Dibba Gyan Dilaje Janma Janma Prabhu Shai. So that kind of Gyan and Bhakti was Acharya Maharaj. For this way he done to pleased to Gurudev, for Gurudev was very pleased to Acharya Maharaj. So we following now Acharya Maharaj, because we now Guru Maharaj's disappearance, but that he giving guidance to like Gurudev to us. So we are fortunate. We are now nishchinta.
Okay. Please from all.
Actually, Maharaj, I am not good. I don't know good English, and I am poor. I am trying to something say to, because Maharaj told to this way. In a shastra also here, Krishna told to Shivji told to Parvati, ye aradhana nam sarvasam Vishnu aradhana param tasmat paratara devi todiyanam samarjanam. Parvati at the time Shivji, Shivji chanting to Ramnam, Krishna Nam, Vishnu Nam, and Parvati told, you are a Bhagavan, you are a Lord, why you chanting to another name? Who is that you chant? And he said, I am chant to Vishnu Nam, Krishna Nam. Because Krishna is he is a Supreme Lord. I don't know about Krishna. So I know you is a Supreme Power. So he is at that time gone to Vaikuntha Loka. And Vaikuntha in the Narayan look to Parvati, and Parvati come from Mahasda, and he asked Parvati gone to Vaikuntha and Dhanpat to Narayan, and Narayan asking, why you came here? And he said, my Swami told, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam, for this way I am came. And Parvati, Narayan thinking how to will be Shiva to Shivji. So necessary to return back to Mahasdham. For this Narayan told, Tasmat Parotaro Devi Tudyanam Samarjanam. Mani Amar Bhakteshava Amar Thikabar. That means my Shiva is a big
সে কি হবে?
সুপিরিয়র
সেবা,
মাই
ডিভোটি সেবা। ফর দিস ইউ গো টু রিটার্ন এই মহাজদাম লাইক দ্যাট উই আর ডুইং সেবা টু ভক্ত, শুদ্ধ ভক্ত লাইক আচার্য মহারাজ, মাই গুরুদেব। ফর দিস উই উইল বি ফুলফিল বিকজ উই গেট টু স্টার্সি ফ্রম লর্ড। উই ক্যান নট মানে ঘোড়া ডিঙিয়ে ঘাস খেতে কি বলেন, উই ক্যান নট ডাইরেক্ট সেবা টু লর্ড। সো উই আর মানে উই আর ডুইং সেবা টু গুরু পরম্পরা অ্যান্ড সাধুগুরু বৈষ্ণব আন্ডার গাইডেন্স। সো টুডে ইজ এ ভেরি অসপিসিয়াস অ্যান্ড ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্স ডে, উই আর ভেরি হ্যাপি অ্যান্ড ধন্যবাদ টু অল ডিউটিস অ্যান্ড মাধবপুরী গোস্বামী মহারাজ। আই এম এ ভেরি হ্যাপি টু ইউ, আই টেল টু টোল টেল টু উইথ ইউ ইন ফ্রন্ট, I didn't see you, but I heard about you. I'm very happy to say something to you about Acharya Maharaj, and I'm praying to Lord to Acharya Maharaj will be live successful and live long long life, and you also will be long life. Also dandavat pranam Hare Krishna Bhagavad Bhagavad Rupashti Pashto Bhagavad Gita Nagana Bhagavad.
Jai Padmanabha Maharaja Ki Jai.
Jai.
Anyone else?
Tilak.
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 Yes.
Prabhu is not so good in English, Maharaj.
Prabhu, if he wants to speak, if he wants to speak in Bengali, you can translate.
বন্দে শ্রী গুরুদেব মানসের আচার্য বরবন্দিতম গুরু মহারাজের কিছু তো জানি না, তাতে আমি কিছু যতটুকু জানি আমি বলতে চেষ্টা
করি। So much knowledge about Srila Guru Gurudev, but whatever I have heard, I will try to relate.
Only Srila Guru Maharaj, only Satsuma Seva, Unar Seva Ruchi, Meshiva Ke Seva Ruchi Ache, Ar Seva Ke Seva Te Lagate, Cheshta Karan.
The main quality of Srila Acharya Maharaj, Acharya Dev, is that he has deep taste for doing seva, and he also wants to engage everyone in seva.
Uni balan ki chanchal man ke vasibhut karadhyan bar bar bhagwan seva nije man ke bar bar niyajit karte hobe, niyajit karte bar bar advase dharamba.
He is saying that Srila Acharya Dev always tells us that the mind is very flickering. So by engaging the mind again and again repeatedly in the service of the Supreme Lord, the mind can be controlled.
তিনি গুরুদেবের সেবা কিভাবে করতে হয় সে নিয়ে কিছু কথা বলেন। তিনি রামানুজ আচার্যের শিক্ষার
তো উনি হিজ টেলিং দ্যাট হাউ টু সার্ভ গুরুদেব, হি টেলস মেনি নাইস ইনসিডেন্টস অ্যান্ড হি ইজ নট গোইং টু রিলেট দ্য স্টোরি অফ রামানুজ আচার্য।
রামানুজ আচার্যের একজন শিষ্য আর শিষ্যার্থী, তারা প্রতিদিন ভিক্ষাতে যেতেন। তারা অনেক তারা পুয়ার গরিব।
So these, there were two disciples of Ramanuja Acharya, husband and wife. They were very poor, and so they go out for collections, diksha, every day.
So, dujane mane alada alada grame jaten.
So they both would go in different villages, in different directions.
So again, তো ওনার শিষ্যার যেদিকে যাত সেদিকে একজন দুষ্ট লোক ওনাকে বলতো কি তুমি কেন ভিক্ষা করছো, তুমি আমার বাড়িতে আসো, আমি অনেক কিছু দিয়ে দিব।
সো দেয়ার ওয়াজ এ উইকেড ম্যান এন্ড দ্য লেডি ডিসাইপল শি উড এনকাউন্টার দ্যাট ম্যান উড টেল হার দ্যাট ম্যান উড অলওয়েজ টেল হার দ্যাট ওয়াই ইউ আর গোয়িং ফর ভিক্ষা, if you come to me I will give you so much riches and opulence.
Unni bolto jahan bolto dusht log unara ke bolto tahan unni bolto am jabo jabo ek din jabo aur hon kore unni na.
So just to avoid that wicked man, the lady disciple would say, okay, one day I will come in this way she would avoid him.
Ek din unar কিছু কিছু সেবা ছিল বাড়িতে, কিছু সেবা ছিল, সেই জন্য উনি যেতে পারে না, কিছু কাপড় ধোয়ার ছিল, সেই জন্য বললো কি আজ আমি যাবো না। স্বামীকে বললো আপনি যান, আমি আজকে কাপড় ধোবো, তার জন্য জানি।
সো ওয়ান ডে দেয়ার ওয়াজ সাম সার্ভিস দ্যাট ফর দ্যাট রিজন দ্য লেডি ডিসাইপল ডিসাইডেড দ্যাট শি উইল স্টে ব্যাক ইন দ্য হোম অ্যান্ড ক্লিন দ্য ক্লোথস। So she told her husband that today I have to clean the clothes, so I will be remaining at home.
So ni darja bondo kore ar bitore mane kapor dhute chilo, to shei shomoy darja ta kyo na mane tok tok korte chilo.
So she had closed the door of the house, of the home, and she was doing her seva, and at that time somebody knocked at the door.
তো উনি মনে বললো কি ওই দুষ্ট লোক আছে কি করছে কি, এখন তো আমার স্বামী ভিক্ষাতে গেছে, স্বামী তো এখন আসছে না, মনে হয় ওই লোকটা এসেছে।
She had a suspicion that perhaps that wicked man has come and now my husband is away from the home, and she was a little concerned.
তো উনি গুরুদেবের মানে স্মরণ করে তিনি দরজাটা খুলে দিল, আমরা গুরুদেব যা করবেন এরকম ভাবে মানে ই করে মানে আর।
So she meditated upon her Gurudev and she thought that I am surrendered to my Gurudev. In this way she opened the door.
উনি যখন দরজা খুললো তখন দেখলো কি গুরুদেব কাছে দাঁড়িয়ে আছেন।
So but actually she was the wonderful thing that happened was when she opened the door her Gurudev Ramanuja Acharya Dev himself was standing there.
Uni tahan taratari Gurudev ke boste bollen ar tarpore bollen Gurudev apni boshun ami kichu ashchi ami byabostha korechi.
So when Gurudev has come, so for Gurudev's service she received him nicely and told Gurudev, please wait, I will just go out and
ব্যবস্থা করবো, উনি চিন্তা করতেছিল। চিন্তা আসলো কি ওই লোকটা আমাকে দুষ্ট লোক আমাকে প্রতিদিন ডাকতো, আমি ওনার বাড়ি যাই, ওনার বাড়ি থেকে কিছু নিয়ে।
So she thought that wicked man was promising me that he will give some of the riches, so today I can go to his house.
তো উনি ওনার দুষ্ট লোক ওনার বাড়ি চলে গেল আর ওনাকে
বলল আমি আপনার বাড়ি আছি, গেলাম দাও আপনি কি দেন আমাকে দাও।
So she went to his home, his house, and told that wicked man, I have come to your house, now what you want to give me, please give me.
ওনাকে দেখে ওই দুষ্ট অনেক প্রসন্ন হয়ে গেল, বললো বসো বসো। আমি তখন উনি বললো কি আমাকে দাও, আমার গুরুদেব বসে আছে, আমি পরে ফিরে আবার আসবো, আমাকে গুরুদেবের সেবা করতে দাও, তারপরে আমি ফিরে আসবো।
So that lady replied to the wicked man, because the wicked man was very happy, and asked her to sit there. Then but she said, no, right now I have a lot of service to my Gurudev. So please give those goods and then I will come to you again.
ওনার গুরুদেবের প্রতি সেবার আকর্ষণ দেখে উনি অনেক কিছু দিয়ে দিল তার। তখন উনি বলল কি আমি তো এত কিছু নিয়ে যেতে পারবো না, তুমিও আমার সঙ্গে চলো।
So that man gave her a lot of things, and Tilak Prabhu is telling that so the lady said, I cannot take everything with me alone, so you also please come.
তখন উনি ওনার সঙ্গে আছে গেল, আর তারপরে তিনি ভিতরে উনি বলল তুমি গুরুদেবের কাছে বসো, আমি ভিতরে খাবার তৈরি করে নিয়ে আসছি।
So she asked the person to sit near his Gurudev, and she will cook some prasadam for Gurudev.
So ni Gurudev er kache boshe hari katha adushlo hari katha shravan korchilo, ar uni tar pore mone ni ai prasad niye aslo, to ei mane Gurudev er hari kache bhinar kache hari katha shravan kore আর গুরুদেবের প্রসাদ পাই সেই তার মানে হৃদয় চেঞ্জ হয়ে গেল।
সো বিকজ দ্যাট পার্সন ওয়াজ হিয়ারিং সাম হরিকথা ফ্রম গুরুদেব রামানুজাচার্য অ্যান্ড লেটার অন গট দ্য প্রসাদ মহাপ্রসাদ অফ শ্রীপাদ রামানুজাচার্য হি হার্ট ওয়াজ চেঞ্জ ট্রান্সফর্মড।
এভাবে আমরা আমি মনে করি কি গুরু ভাব মানে বৈষ্ণবের সঙ্গ যেভাবে হোক মানে সবার যেই বৈষ্ণবের সঙ্গ পাইলে তার মঙ্গল হয়। আর আমরা গুরুদেবের সেবা যদি আমরা বিপদকে হাতে নেয় তো সেই বিপদ সম্পদ হয়ে যায়।
So he is telling that in whatever way, if someone can get the association and service of Vaishnav, then definitely auspiciousness will descend upon him. And for us also, if we can take some risk, some danger for the service of Guru, then that danger and that risk becomes our inner spiritual wealth, fortune. He wants to conclude.
Dhandavad Maharaj, Bhaskari Maharaj, Dhandavad.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Anyone else?
We are all completed, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, I
am giving. Anyone else on our group? Huh? Group?
Brother Gopal Prabhu and Haridas Prabhu is also there. Haridas Prabhu can speak something.
If they like.
Haridas. Haridas.
Haridas Prabhu, would you like to say something?
About Srila Acharya Dev.
And mic is muted.
Oh, mic is muted. No, I cannot hear from them. Jyotir Krishna Prabhu wants to say, or Kusum Devi also wants to say something.
Dhanavad Maharaj, I want to say one thing. I've considered it kind of a lack of fortune that we really did not have a way to know Acharya Dev personally. And just this week, I have the greatest discovery to share. I don't know who is doing this, But my greatest problem has been to understand Acharya Dev's accent. And that's not to criticize him. He has a very forceful style. But that makes it very difficult to, for me as an only an English-speaking person, to understand him. What has come on the internet is a series of very short lectures of his which have English subtitles. And these are just wonderful. In the very first one, he discusses our parampara, our true benefit. He talks about genuine and bogus gurus. And for the very first time since I was initiated, I feel like I can share in the heart of Srila Acharya Dev. So I'm going to simply just put this this link on the site. And then since I'm really the least person, qualified person here to speak about Acharya Dev, that will be my contribution for his appearance day celebration.
Yes, anything to Gaudiya Vaishnav. I have Gaudiya Vaishnav site. Sorry, Gaudiya Darshan. You know the Gaudiya Darshan site? Oh, you have, yes. But they're regularly appearing in the Gaudiya Darshan site also. Do you know that website?
I guess I've seen the website, Maharaj.
If you go to scsmut.com, you'll see on the top part.
Yes.
Under index and introduction, earlier updates, see Gaudiya Darshan is there also. Yeah, usually the videos are posted there. Very good. Yes, it's helpful for Westerners to understand him. And he also speaks very fast, even in English. It's so hard to hear what he's saying, even when he speaks English. So very nice. Anyone else? I think now we can end. And it's getting a little late here. India is very early morning there. Here it is late at night.
Yes, Maharaj, we want to know how was the celebration that you had in Queenstown, after the Jaspur that you were celebrating. How was it there?
Yes. They had a very simple and nice celebration. And Kusha made a big feast. Oh, she told how much you helped her with all the little preparations for Srila Acharya Dev. That your help was invaluable to her. And she had this tray with so many little talis on it, also the different preparations, and offered to Srila Gurudev, Srila Acharya Dev. And we did Pushpanjali and had some little talk. Some of our friends came. It was very nice, short and sweet. That's all. Anyhow, now you're going to have a big celebration there today.
Yes, Maharaj, we are very fortunate that Srila Maharaj came here, yeah. And also Padmanabh Maharaj.
Yes.
And we are thinking nobody here, but all of a sudden all devotees came. So we are expecting many devotees, around 200 guests also maybe coming.
Yes.
Today. From Nepal also many devotees coming. So we are very happy that we can celebrate all together nicely. And Acharya Dev have given his blessings. Everybody's blessing. He told that everything will go on nicely. I ask for his blessings. It is by your blessings, Maharaj, we will try to do some humble celebration.
And my dandavats to all of you. Thank you very much for sharing so much nectar with us. It is your grace, your mercy. Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai.
Jai
Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Dhanavad.
Dhanavad Maharaj.
Dhanavad Maharaj.